After impressive primary and general election victories, law professor Alorza takes over the spacious second-floor office in the capital city's Beaux-Arts City Hall. Since his election, he has wisely reached out to the city's warring political and ethnic tribes as he prepares to govern a 21st-century ancient New England port that had its beginnings in the 17th century. Alorza's One Providence theme is an uplifting, unifying message that resonates with his campaign pledge to run an inclusive administration. Yet, this is more slogan than policy. Rhode Island's capital has a lot going for it. Alorza takes over from the largely successful administration of Angel Taveras. Taveras leaves behind a city government in much better shape than the one he inherited from David Cicilline 4 short years ago. The river of red ink that flooded the city's finances has largely been dammed up. The city's independent audit shows a slight surplus of about $1 million for the last financial year. Yet Providence still faces huge legacy public employee pension costs, high property taxes, especially for business owners, and car taxes that are a nettlesome relic of the failed administration of former Governor Don Carcieri. Much of the city's charm and beauty is also its bane. All those colleges and nonprofit hospitals provide good-paying jobs but do not contribute property taxes in the same manner as the old economy anchored to trade and manufacturing. While the East Side is among the most livable urban neighborhoods between Boston and Georgetown, it's rare to find a business or homeowner in the neighborhood who doesn't grouse about taxes. And the recession has wreaked havoc with the struggling neighborhoods of the West End and the South Side. City schools are in need of serious repairs, and student achievement should be much better. But there are more immediate topics Alorza must face head-on. First is trying to forge a working relationship with a city council that too often is more concerned with parochial neighborhood issues and petty patronage at the expense of a citywide vision. Despite rounds of intense behind-the-scenes political jockeying, the Democrats who control the 15-member council have yet to elect a council president, even though Southside Councilman Luis Aponte remains the favorite. Alorza won't be able to change much unless he can deal effectively with the city's legislative body. The new mayor ought to take a page from Taveras, who was able to rescue the city from bankruptcy because of his relationship with outgoing Council President Mike Solomon. The two spoke regularly and united for the common good. They never tried to one-up each other or grandstand. So far, Alorza has made some stellar appointments, particularly in public safety, where he's retained Steve Parry, the commissioner, and Hugh Clements, the police chief. But the new mayor's internal staff lacks a veteran hand who understands the rough inside game that is Providence politics. Then there's the need for Alorza to make peace with the unions representing the city's police, teachers, and firefighters, all of which endorse Buddy Cianci for mayor. Since the end of residency requirements for city workers, these unions no longer have the electoral clout they once did. Still, they can make life miserable for a new mayor with scant administrative experience who needs to show early on that he can deliver basic city services. And Alorza, the second Providence mayor of Latino ancestry, must quickly forge productive relations with Governor Gina Raimondo and the Democratic General Assembly leaders. Providence cannot fix crumbling schools and infrastructure without some state financial help. What helps Alorza here is that Raimondo, a Providence resident, owes her election statewide to the whopping victory she won in Providence. A Rhodes Scholar, Raimondo surely knows how to count. Without Raimondo's huge win in Providence and the ample Bob Healey protest vote, Cranston Mayor Alan Fung would be taking the oath of office tomorrow on the south steps of the State House. This we do know. Whatever you think of Alorza, whether you voted for him or not, Providence residents must wish him all the best as he begins his tenure. To paraphrase native son H.P. Lovecraft, Alorza is indeed now Providence.